天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴和您今天在天路导向节目相遇。我们在人生中经历了许多的苦难，但是我们是否经历过为主受苦、为主受逼迫呢？今天麦克牧师继续透过彼得前书来和我们听众朋友们分享为主受苦的三件事，请安静我们的心，一起来听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We praise God that you have tuned into this program.
我们赞美神，你能够听这个节目。
And we pray constantly that God will use these words to bless your life.
我们也不断的祷告，求神使用这些信息赐福给你。
It is our prayer that God would accept the sacrifice of our bringing this to you to bless you and bless your family.
我们祈求神接纳我们所奉献的，就是把这个节目带给你，让你和你的家人都因此而蒙福。
There are many people around the world who are praying for you.
其实在世界各地有许多人在为你祷告。
So that as you receive the word of God,
让你听了神的话之后，
It will strengthen you,
使你有力量,
and empower you,
可以获得能力,
so that you will be a soldier for Jesus Christ,
以至于你能成为耶稣基督的精兵,
and that you will be a true witness for Jesus Christ,
成为耶稣基督真实的见证人,
and we try to do all this in series of messages.
我们就是以系列信息的方式来完成这目的。
So that you can follow with us day after day.
让你长期的跟着我们一起来学习。
And we love to hear from you.
我们很希望能接到你的音讯。
We want to know how God is using these messages to bless your life.
我们很想知道神如何使用这些信息赐福给你。
So we're going to ask you if you take a minute and write us a letter.
所以诚心邀请你花点时间给我们写信。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time,
如果你今天是第一次收听我们的节目,
we are drawing near the end of a series of messages from First Epistle of Peter.
我们在讲彼得前书里的系列信息已经快接近尾声了。
At the beginning of the epistle,
在这卷书开始的部分,
Peter taught us to count our blessings.
彼得教导我们要数算恩典。
These are the sevenfold blessings that I will list for you again.
让我们温习一下他所列出的七重福气。
First,
第一,
the blessing of election.
被拣选的福气。
Second,
第二,
The blessing of the new birth.
重生的福气。
Thirdly,
第三,
the blessing of a living hope.
活泼的盼望。
Fourthly,
第四,
the blessing of the inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里承受基业的福气。
Fifth,
第五,
the blessing of God's protection.
神保守的福气。
Sixth,
第六,
the blessing of suffering for Christ's sake.
为基督受苦的福气。
Seven,
第七,
Peter tells us about the blessing of the grace of God.
彼得告诉我们神所赐的救恩。
Next, Peter tells us that we must respond to these blessings with thankfulness.
接着彼得叫我们以感恩来回应这些福气。
There are 6 ways to express our thankfulness.
有六种表达感恩的方法。
First, in thankfulness to God, we are to live in alertness and self-control.
第一，因为感谢神，我们就会警醒并自我节制。
Second, in thankfulness to God, we are to live a life of holiness and obedience.
第二，因为感谢神，我们就会过着圣洁而顺服神的生活。
Third, in thankfulness to God, we are to live a life of reverence and awe and respect for God as our Father.
第三，因为感谢神，我们就会过着敬畏神、尊神为父的生活。
Fourth, in gratitude to God, we are to grow in love.
第四，因为感谢神，我们就会在爱心上不断长进。
And fifth, in gratitude to God, we are to grow in the Word.
第五，因为感谢神，我们就会在认识神的话语上不断长进。
Sixth, in gratitude to God, we are to grow up.
第六，因为感谢神，我们属灵的生命就要不断的长进。
Peter writes this epistle like a ladder that we must climb.
彼得写这卷书信就像一级级楼梯，让我们往上爬。
One part resting upon the other.
一个步骤接着一个步骤。
Peter tells us that once we are born again,
彼得说我们重生之后，
we find our true identity in Christ.
就能找到我们在基督里的身份地位。
Once we are born again,
当我们重生之后，
we will receive blessings from God so that we might be a blessing to others.
我们就从神那里领受恩惠，使我们能成为别人的祝福。
As we are born again,
当我们重生之后，
we must imitate the behavior of Jesus.
必须效法耶稣的行为。
Today, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 19,
今天要讲彼得前书第四章十二到十九节。
The apostle speaks once again to believers who are suffering for the sake of Christ.
使徒彼得在这里再一次对那些为基督受苦的信徒说话。
I want to ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题。
Have you ever experienced discrimination because of your faith?
你有没有因着你的信仰被人歧视的经历呢？
Have you ever experienced persecution because of your faith?
你有没有因着你的信仰被人逼迫的经历呢？
Then this message is for you.
那这信息就是为你而讲的。
Peter tells believers 3 things about suffering for the sake of Christ.
彼得曾经三次对基督徒谈到为基督受苦的教导。
If you have a Bible, please turn with us to 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning at verse 12 to verse 19.
如果你有圣经，请翻到彼得前书第四章第十二节到十九节。
Let's read that together.
让我们一起来看这段经文。亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？若是一人仅仅得救，那不前进和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
Christians in Peter's day were experiencing all kinds of persecution and suffering.
在彼得那时代的基督徒遭受各种各类的逼迫和苦难。
And Christians back then were tempted to ask why.
那些基督徒忍不住都要问，到底是为什么呢？
They are asking the question saying,
他们问道，
How is it that we Christians of all people who love deeply are maligned and falsely accused?
在众人之中，为什么偏偏是我们这些爱主的基督徒要遭受攻击和冤枉呢？
In the same way, the Gentile Christians of Peter's day were surprised by the persecution of their pagan society.
同样的，彼得时代的外邦基督徒也很惊奇那些异教社会加给他们的迫害。
And so Peter writes to them and saying in verse 12,
所以在第十二节那里，彼得对他们说，
Do not be surprised at the painful trials that you are experiencing.
有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
In fact, Peter tells them three things about suffering for the sake of Christ.
彼得告诉他们有关为主受苦的三件事。
First,
第一，
He said there is a special blessing that comes from being falsely accused and severely maligned.
他说，你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的。
You find that in verse 14 of chapter 4.
这是第四章第十四节所说的。
When you suffer unjustly, rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
当你受冤屈之苦时，应该欢喜快乐。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when they falsely accuse you,
因为当别人诬告你时，
When they hate you for no reason,
当他们无缘无故地憎恨你们时，
When they twist the truth about you,
当他们歪曲事实诬赖你时，
When they work hard to isolate you,
当他们想尽办法孤立你时，
When they bombard you with modern-day falsehoods,
当他们以现代的谎言来轰炸你时，
Take heart,
小心，
Don't be discouraged,
不要灰心失望。
Don't be tempted to join the parade of the apathetic.
千万不要被诱惑加入无动于衷的队伍。
Don't be tempted to give up and deny the faith.
不要被诱惑加入放弃信仰、否定信仰的队伍。
But remember that there is a spiritual blessing in store for you.
要记住，神已经为你预备了属灵的福分。
Remember it in this way.
请你记住，
When you are standing before the enemy,
当你面对敌人时，
You are participating in Christ's suffering.
你是和基督一同受苦。
Remember, in that way, you are winning some of them over to eternal salvation.
请你记住，你可能赢得其中一些人的灵魂，使他们永远得救。
Remember that they are being blinded by Satan and cannot see the truth.
请你记住，他们受魔鬼蒙蔽，以至于看不见真理。
Remember that you can reach out to them even in the midst of their false accusations.
请记住，即使你被诬告，还是可以向他们传福音。
Remember that you will receive a blessing both here and now and in the hereafter.
请记住，你不但今生可以蒙福，将来在永恒里也会蒙福。
So first, there is a blessing in store for you.
因此，第一就是神为你预备了属灵的福分。
Secondly,
第二，
Peter is telling the Gentile Christians in Asia Minor not to be ashamed of suffering.
彼得告诉那些在小亚细亚的外邦基督徒，不要以为主受苦为耻。
Look at verse 16 of chapter 4.
请看第四章第十六节。
The only thing you can be ashamed of is this.
唯一你应该觉得羞耻的是，
If you are reaping the consequences of wrongdoing.
你犯罪后自食恶果。
But if you are maligned by others,
但如果你受了恶毒的辱骂,
don't try to gain acceptance by apologizing for the truth.
千万不要以妥协真理来换取别人的接纳。
Don't try to please them by backing down.
千万不要为了讨好人而在真理上让步。
There is only one person that you need to be concerned to please.
你只需要留心讨好一位。
There is only one person that you need to be concerned to honor and obey.
你只需要留心遵从并顺服一位。
And don't ever be ashamed of him or his gospel.
绝对不要以他或他的福音为耻。
Because if you are ashamed of Jesus,
因为如果你以耶稣为耻,
Jesus said he will be ashamed of you before his Father in heaven.
耶稣说他在天父面前也要以你为耻。
Then the third thing Peter is saying for his readers in Asia Minor is this.
彼得对他在小亚细亚的读者所提的第三件事。
In the midst of your suffering,
当你身处患难中时,
remember that he will never forsake you.
要记住,神永不会丢弃你。
Look at verse 19 of chapter 4.
请看第四章第十九节。
Rather than taking the insult and the false accusation personally,
与其把这些侮辱和诬告看为是对你个人的攻击,
take it as an opportunity to trust the Lord.
还不如把它当作是你信靠神的机会。
And when you surrender to the Lord in tough times,
当你在遭遇艰难的时候把自己交在神手里。
When you trust him with all of your heart in difficult times,
在困难的时刻你全心全意信赖他。
When you commit yourself fully to him in times of danger,
在危险的关头你把自己完全交托给神。
He will free you from fear.
他会把你从恐惧中解放出来。
He will liberate you from anxiety.
他会把你从焦虑中释放出来。
He will set you free from worry.
他会把你从担忧中解救出来。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you are walking with the Lord in obedience in tough times.
因为在艰难的时候你肯顺服与神同行。
He will walk with you in the midst of the fiery furnace of life.
他将要在你人生试炼的火炉中与你同在。
When you trust in the Lord with all your heart,
当你全心全意地信靠主,
and lean not on your own understanding,
而不是依靠自己的理性时,
He will walk with you in the den of lions.
他将要在狮子坑里与你同在。
Believers are obedient.
基督徒都该顺服神。
And obedient people believe and trust in him.
顺服的人都相信他,依靠他。
Remember, the Bible said that there were three young men.
还记得吗?圣经记载了三个年轻人。
They were obedient to the Lord.
他们顺服神。
They were faithful to the Lord.
他们对神尽忠。
The whole world was against them.
全世界都跟他们作对。
Their neighbors were against them.
他们的邻居反对他们。
Their friends were against them.
他们的朋友跟他们作对。
Many of their friends compromised the faith.
他们好些朋友都在信仰上妥协。
But they were determined to obey the Lord.
但他们下定决心要顺服神。
And honor the Lord.
尊崇神。
And please him alone.
单单讨他喜欢。
So they continued in the prayer life.
于是他们继续祷告的生活。
The king didn't like that.
国王很不高兴。
So he heated up the fiery furnace.
于是烧红了火炉。
Seven times.
有七倍的热度。
And he threw them in the fire.
然后把他们丢进烈火中。
But then he looked in.
后来他往里看。
And they did not burn.
他们都没有着火。
Not even a single hair of their head was singed.
连一根头发都没有烧焦。
But they were not alone.
然而不止他们三个人在火里面。
There was a fourth person walking with them.
有第四个人与他们同在。
It was the pre-incarnate Jesus.
就是道成肉身之前的耶稣。
He walked with them.
他与他们同行。
And he turned the fiery furnace into a paradise.
他把烧红的火炉变成天堂。
God promised.
神应许说
I will honor those who honor me.
尊重我的我必尊重他。
But those who be ashamed of me, of them I'll be ashamed before my heavenly Father.
凡以我为羞耻的我在我父面前也以他为耻。
And so my listening friend,
所以亲爱的朋友
I want to encourage you today.
今天我要勉励你
Stand firm.
站稳了。
This life will soon be over.
今生很快就会过去。
And one day you'll stand before the Lord in heaven.
有一天你要站在天上主耶稣面前。
And it is my prayer for me and for you.
这是我为你，也是为我自己的祷告。
That we would hear from the lips of Jesus.
我们将要听见耶稣亲口说
Well done, good and faithful servant.
好。你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
You have been faithful on little, now you can be faithful on much.
你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理。
Remember this.
请记住。
That we will reign and rule in the universe with our Lord.
将来我们要与主一同掌权，管理这个宇宙。
So it is my prayer for you and for me.
所以我为你，也为我自己祷告。
That we would stand strong.
让我们站立得稳。
And we would not compromise.
永不妥协。
So that we would have the victory.
所以我们才能得胜。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次节目里再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。看到最近阿富汗的局势，很多基督徒的家庭都遭受到很多的逼迫，心里感到很伤痛，也为这些受逼迫的弟兄姐妹们来祷告。当我们身处患难中时，要记住神永远不会丢弃我们，我们也要学习完全的交托给神，全心全意信靠他， 神就会把我们从困境中解救出来。求神恩待我们，让我们有一颗顺服神的心，每日与神同行。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
宝座，献上我的祷告，在这宁静时刻，我听见你的声音，因为你的爱已经找到了我，是我配得走进你的同在里。在这安静时刻，你聆听我呼求，享受在你的柔